You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
In Salt Lake. Mid-70s and sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy in 60s by Sunday. A chance for some storms early next week as temperatures fall back to the 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Newbank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 72 degrees, KSL's top story. Provo is growing. The Provo Airport has secured a deal with American Airlines as their newest provider. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was at the big announcement.
Provo City Mayor Michelle Cafusi spoke at Provo Airport to make it official.
We proudly welcome American Airlines with year-round daily service to Dallas-Fort Worth and Phoenix.
I asked the airport's director, Brian Torgerson, if he felt this was just another sign of growth the state is seeing.
I think we'll actually stimulate, you know, growth as far as traveling and really people coming to Utah and experiencing all that Utah has to offer. We live in an amazing place.
American Airlines will begin service in Provo October 7th. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:31. The International Olympic Committee is in Park City today.
Yesterday, the committee was shown around several Salt Lake City-based venues like Eccles Stadium and the Delta Center to get a better feel of how the games would look in the state. Today, the committee is in Park City and Midway to take tours at the Utah Olympic Park, Park City Mountain, and Soldier Hollow. The main purpose of this visit is to discuss Utah's infrastructure, logistics, and the overall readiness of the state to potentially host the Winter Olympic Games in 2034. Tomorrow, the group will be visiting the Ogden area. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Yesterday, the nine IOC members rode on tracks.
They asked how much it cost to ride the system. I would expect that we're going to have a zero fare Olympics. I didn't charge anybody fare today, so I thought that was decent at the Utah Transit Authority.
UTA Executive Director Jay Fox there. He says he doesn't think the IOC would even consider a city that doesn't have a well-developed transit network. The first witness took the stand again today at Chad Daybell's trial. The court spent the entire day hearing from him.
Ray Hermosillo is a Rexburg police detective. He started the day on the stand. He was part of the team that conducted the initial welfare check requested by J.J. Vallow's grandmother back in 2019. He recounted the night the bodies were found in Chad Daybell's backyard.
We had Fremont County Sheriff's Office, the Madison County Fire Department, bring in two large light trucks to illuminate the crime scene.
Hermosillo is the first witness to take the stand. He also testified in Lori Vallow Daybell's trial, where she was sentenced to multiple life terms. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Summit County deputies have arrested a man for using a printing press to create counterfeit cash. Official documents say the suspect was driving when he was stopped by police and then admitted to making fake $100 bills. The sheriff's office obtained a warrant, searched the vehicle, found the printing press, the fake money, and the meth in his car. Thousands more firearm dealers will now have to run background checks. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Biden administration announcing it's closing what is often called the gun show loophole. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says people who buy firearms at gun shows and online will now have to undergo a background check.
Today's new action furthers the Biden-Harris administration's historic efforts to stop the illegal flow of guns and hold those who supply firearms used in crime accountable.
She says the new rule will save lives. Federal authorities have charged the former longtime interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani with federal bank fraud.
For allegedly stealing more than $16 million.
Prosecutors allege that the interpreter stole the millions from the Japanese baseball sensation to cover his gambling debts. A Wisconsin judge denies Slender Man stabber Morgan Geiser's request for a conditional release.
I'll remand Ms. Geiser back to the Winnebago Mental Health Institute.
Geiser is serving a 40-year sentence in a psychiatric hospital. She said she had improved enough to be safely released. Next month marks 10 years since Geiser and another 12-year-old girl nearly stabbed to death a middle school classmate because they believed it was the only way to protect their loved ones from the fictional horror character Slender Man. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
All clear at SUU after a report of an active shooter shut down the campus this morning. In this case, police were quick to send the school into lockdown. Part of the reason that police respond so fast with a lockdown is because of events that took place years ago at Virginia Tech. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce was at Virginia Tech the day of the shooting there.
They didn't lock down campus. And through months of investigation later, the number one thing that they took away from what happened at Virginia Tech was if they had, they would have prevented at least 30 more deaths.
Becky says today's quick lockdown at SUU is a lot more common these days and could be what in some cases saves student lives. KSL News Time, 4:36. Let's get you home. Traffic and weather together. A first look. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have delays on I-15 in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. And now we're starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down on the South Belt. Going westbound, it's from about 13th East to I-15, and eastbound delays Redwood Road into Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.